AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden will continue his focus on the radical right's influence on the Republican Party in a speech tomorrow. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
The president earlier told supporters of former President Donald Trump don't say they support law enforcement if they can't condemn what happened at the Capitol last year.
For God's sake, whose side are you on?
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the title of the speech will be The Soul of the Nation.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
She quoted North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn, who said if elections continue to be rigged and stolen,
then it's going to lead to one place, and that's bloodshed.
Jean-Pierre says the extreme threat is not stopping, it's continuing.
They just don't respect the rule of law.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump continues to insist the top secret and classified documents found by the FBI in his Florida resort were declassified. Justice Department says the government documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago as part of an attempt to obstruct the federal investigation into the discovery of the government records. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns a failure to place a price cap on Russian oil would hurt the global economy.
Without a price cap, we face the threat of a global energy price spike if the majority of Russian oil production gets shut in.
The European Union has decided to ban nearly all oil from Russia by the end of the year. Unless a price cap is implemented, prices will almost certainly spike. UN's Human Rights Office says China's discriminatory detention of Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim ethnic groups in western China may constitute crimes against humanity. This is AP News. FBI cyber investigators going into Montenegro.
Last weekend, Montenegro's Agency for National Security said the country was under a hybrid war at the moment, blaming the attack squarely on Russia, though without providing evidence. Officials say Russia has a strong motive because the Balkan state, once considered an ally, joined NATO in 2017, despite strong opposition from the Kremlin. It has also joined Western recent sanctions against Moscow. Other Eastern European states deemed enemies of Russia have recently also sustained cyber attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say a woman killed while looking out the window of her South Carolina home was intentionally shot by a neighbor shooting at targets in his yard instead of by a ricocheting bullet, as he first told investigators. The charge against Nicholas Schuyler Lucas has been upgraded to murder. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.